T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning to you. Major drama went down last night at the Jonas Brothers Secret concert. Our very own Chelsea Briggs got escorted out by security.
That's so funny.
You'll find out why in just a few seconds here on 97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And on our Instagram, we are live right now, IG Live at 97.1 AMP Radio. So you can hear this court hearing that's about to happen and find out who's at fault. Is Chelsea Briggs truly guilty? Did she deserve to get kicked out last night or not? And you will be the jury. Tamara, our social media guru, what are our listeners saying? What are they guessing? The reason why she got kicked out last night.
So one listener said, you tried to jump on stage to kiss one of the Joe Bros.
Oh, okay.
And another listener said, you were fangirling too hard.
Same thing.
A lot of fangirling.
Wow, okay.
The 818 texted in that has something to do with Frankie Jonas, or they just prayed.
All right, so this is the way it's going to go. Let's get some court music up in this joint. I'm going to be the judge in this whole situation. Brian is going to be representing the Jonas Brothers.
Of course he is.
Someone has to.
Versus Chelsea Briggs. Briggs, who's representing you?
Well, I didn't know that I could have someone represent me.
Fantastic.
This is
objection,
awful.
Speculation, hearsay.
Come on.
Overruled. You're representing yourself. Congratulations.
Okay, cool.
So last night, Chelsea got escorted out by security at the Jonas Brothers concert. Hashtag, what's going to happen? Chelsea, go ahead. You have a chance to present your defense right now. You have 30 seconds to present it or less. What happened from your perspective? Why did you get kicked out?
Okay, so I was very excited about this concert last night. You know, I showed up with one of my friends. The whole AMP Radio team was there. As we come into the show, we had to check our phones in. Basically, they put them in these little, like,
sealable bags.
Yes, basically. So sealable bags, they lock them, and you carry them around. Okay. And in my head, I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. You don't have to worry about social media. This is great, you know. So I have it in my hand. Whatever. We go about kind of mingling before the show, and we're standing. The whole AMP team, we're standing all the way over to the left side of the stage, and you know, at this point, everyone's getting a little bit tipsy. You know.
Objection. And, speculation.
That's cool. You can say that.
And so we're sitting there, and I have my phone in my hand, and Ivan, who I love, he works here at AMP Radio. He like grabs my phone. He's like, "Gosh, I so badly just want to like rip this open. Like I just feel like we could, right?" And he's like making jokes about it. He's like, "I could do it with my teeth. I could do it." And we were just like laughing, and we're having kind of a laugh about it. And I see him like actually really trying, and you know, we're kind of all still talking. And then as I'm like about to take my phone away, he goes, "Oh my gosh, I popped it open!" And it literally, he pops open this bag and grabs my phone out of it. Oh. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like I didn't even want this, but also thank you." You know, like it's been buzzing. I'm curious who's been texting me, whatever.
I mean, you do get kind of like, you hear your phone and you're like, "Who is trying to talk to me?"
Excuse me, counselor Brian Moots, are you helping her out?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're the prosecution.
Objection, strike that from the record. Strike my own comments from the record. The jury, please disregard what I said.
Brothers are about to fire you as prosecution, bro.
Yeah. So then, all of a sudden, like, our social media girl, Nicole from AMP, they're like, "Yeah, Chelsea, cool, she's got the phone. She's got to get the exclusive video." And in my head, I'm like, well, I'm probably not going to take a video because then, like, I'm not going to post it. Or I'm going to get AMP in trouble. Like, this is probably not going to happen, you know? But anyways, everyone's, like, all AMP, like, egging me on. And I'm like, whatever. Okay, the show starts. So the show starts, and I don't know what comes over me, but all of a sudden, it's like, the energy in the room is crazy. The fans, like, I haven't seen anything like this since, like, going to a Justin Bieber concert. The fans are, like, insane. They start the show, and I, like, just out of instinct, take my phone up, and I'm like, I need to capture them coming out on stage for the first time. But I was, okay, in all fairness, I'm like in the very
corner.
Your Honor,
we've almost got an admission of guilt.
No, in the very corner, and I kind of like literally for 5 seconds, do a little video, put it away. Done, okay? The show goes on. 6 songs later, we're all dancing, we're having the best time ever. And at one point, I like look down at my phone because it's like lit up, and I see that I have a text message, whatever. I don't even like address it. I keep going on the show, but then I like have a tap on my shoulder. and some security guard. He goes, excuse me, was that your phone? So quickly, I like survival mode, put my phone in my armpit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he's like, can I see what bracelets you have? Because only certain bracelets can have phones out. And I just saw your phone. And I was like, no. And then I kind of sort of ignored him and just kept dancing to the concert. And within like 5 minutes, he's like, I need you to come with me. Oof. And we're like in the very front, and it's all like industry people, friends, fans of the show. And he has his flashlight out, and he's literally escorting me, you guys, from the front to the back.
We actually have audio of this moment of Chelsea getting escorted out of the Jonas Brothers concert. Let's hear it.
Oh my God.
I mean, objection. That's not real audio.
Objection. The defendant ran on for way too long.
Yeah. By the way, it was supposed to be 30 seconds.
Okay, well, guess what?
All right. So that's your defense.
Yeah. My defense is that, I mean, I...
No, we already got your defense.
I
prosecution.
I brought my phone out. He should have gotten kicked out with me.
No. I have Exhibit A, the email saying in bold red letters from the radio station, they will be checking in their phones, exclamation point.
Which I did do.
Then the text message from Chelsea last night, dude, it was Ivan. We were trying to wake Ivan up this morning. It was not Ivan at all.
What?
He helped you get the phone out, but you're the one who took the video.
But I didn't even get caught for the video. It was more about just having
So bottom
my phone
line,
out.
The rules were you can't have cell phones out.
No, they locked them up. That's why they put them in the bags.
And Miss Chelsea Briggs had her cell phone out of the bag. Is that correct, Miss Chelsea Briggs?
I didn't have it out of the bag. Ivan got it out of the bag.
She's still going down the Ivan road. Objection!
You are the jury. First three callers. Is Chelsea Briggs guilty? Was it fair that she got escorted out for having her cell phone out, yes or no? Or do you believe her defense? We're not sure what it was. But give us a call.
If you're on my team, I will share the video with you.
877-971-HITS. 877-971-HITS. Rita from San Gabriel, you are jury number one out of three. Do you find Chelsea Briggs guilty of having her cell phone out during the Jonas Brothers concert when they weren't allowed to?
I find her guilty by reason of insanity.
I like that.
That's not fair.
Well, she's saying that you were crazy. Like, I'm so nervous about what's going on my phone. Now I have my phone out. People are texting me. Is that what I'm hearing?
In a good way. In a good way.
The good kind of crazy.
Wait, define in a good way. Because I'm looking for the good. I'm trying to find the good in it.
Because you're a crazy fan.
Rita, thank you so much for being part of our jury this morning on Jury Duty. You can go ahead and skip work.
Thank you.
You get your $5 stipend in the mail.
Adam from Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Adam, you are our second juror right now. Do you find Chelsea Briggs guilty or innocent?
Innocent.
Yes!
I was there. If someone opened my phone, I would be doing the same thing.
Right?
So,
thank you.
So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that you walk by a locked door to go into a bank, and somebody opens the door for you, but you walk right in.
Okay,
who
Brian.
Is guilty of robbing that bank?
All right, Brian, that's too much.
The person who opened the door!
Get out of here.
Thank you!
Get out of here.
Adam, are you sure you're just not trying to go on a date with Chelsea?
Yeah, he's hitting on her.
No, my boyfriend was with me last night, so he's going back.
All right, hey, how about both you guys?
Listen, you could be fluid, bro. You never know.
I love you.
No, for sure. Totally. I was there. It was a great show.
Right?
I was
excited
at any moment from last night.
You guys are all guilty of fanning out too hard.
Adam, we love you, buddy. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, man. Have a good one, guys.
Last but not least, the last juror, we have Taylor from La Habra. Good morning.
Good morning.
The rules were, do not have your cell phones out during the Jonas Brothers concert last night at El Rey Theater. Chelsea did have her phone out, but she says it wasn't her fault that her coworker Ivan ripped the bag open and handed it to her. Is she guilty or innocent?
All right, so I gotta weigh in on Chelsea's defense. I gotta say, for the good of this show and being able to get that detail inside scoop, I'm gonna say that she is not guilty.
Yes! Thank you! Ugh.
It was not her fault. I'm seeing on the text line, Ivan set her up. The only thing that I'm seeing that's not defending Chelsea is people saying, yo, stop snitching, Chelsea. You got to go down. You got to be, Ivan's is not Ivan's fault.
Taylor, thank you so much for calling in. And this is settled, guys. Thanks to Taylor calling in right now. You also get a day off of work for being part of our jury duty, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
You're the best.
Love you. Bye. Chelsea, you are not guilty this time.
Wow. Feels good, you know? Thank you.
You're a free woman.
You're free. But that doesn't mean you're innocent. You just didn't get convicted. We've all seen enough court cases to know guilty people walk free all the time.
Check out our next Netflix show. The truth behind Cell Phone Gate.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.